Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that's going to determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you that views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners or management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They're my views, the views of our guests, the views of our callers, and of course we welcome your calls from out across America at 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. But please hold your calls for the time being, because we have with us a very, very special guest today. Certainly one of my favorite guests, Barrett Schoes. And we're going to be talking about a wonderful new program that they have for our schools, where they're going to actually bring a Bible into the schools. We're going to be able to discuss the Bible. We're going to be able to discuss Christianity. Isn't it wonderful we'll have the Bible as education? Barrett Schoes, thank you so very much for being with us.
Oh, thank you, Dr. Stan. And no, it's not very wonderful. It's a horrendous curriculum.
Would you do explain to our listeners what's wrong with this, and why it is that many of our Christian leaders are supporting exactly the same thing as the People for the American Way, the Anti-Christian Lawyers Union, known as the ACLU, and all those who hate Christianity, with the backing of our Christian leaders, are supporting bringing this curriculum into the public schools.
Right. Well, the ALCU has a good reason for applauding it. They know exactly what's in it because they are very close to Charles Haynes, who is one of the key spokesmen for the new curriculum, which is called The Bible and Its Influence, and it's published by the Bible Literacy Project. And all of that sounds very good. And so a lot of Christian ministries who don't know what to expect from it are saying, well, this is great. Just as you said, Dr. Stan, sounds wonderful. Bible is going to be coming back into the high schools and kids are going to be biblically literate. What it does is it makes a mockery of biblical literacy. It actually undermines scripture through the dialectic process, twists the truth, all kinds of unbiblical suggestions, so that the students that are studying this in their small groups, dialectic groups, are going to come away having no understanding of what the Bible really says, but if they're ever introduced to the true Bible, they are most likely to be immunized against it.
Well, of course, why are some of our Christian leaders backing this program, which is designed specifically to destroy the faith of Christian children?
You know, I can only guess, Dr. Stan, that the primary reason is that they have not looked at it carefully. They have seen this beautiful book. It's a large book, special mailing. I had to pay extra to have it shipped to me, which is okay. And it looks really nice. As you leaf through it, you see that it's dealing with the Old Testament and the New Testament, but it's not until you start reading the quotes, the horrendous illustrations that, again, twist the meaning of the actual word. I mean, you're not studying the Bible. You're studying a book about the Bible that has all kinds of socialist suggestions in it, all kinds of unbiblical ideas, equates biblical truth with the myth from the various cultures so that all of it
Thank you.
going to be biblically illiterate.
To give that specific question about Eve in the Garden of Eden.
Okay. Do you think Adam and Eve received a fair deal as described in Genesis?
All right, fine. Now, I think you'd find a lot of adults who would have a very difficult time answering that and understanding the sovereignty of God. And the fact that where do, children in school get off questioning God's decision on how he's going to run things.
Right, and yet it goes on to say, Eve did not know good from evil. How could God blame them for disobeying? So again, that presented this curriculum, that published this curriculum, are communitarians.
And by a communitarian, that is just a fancy name for people who believe in the communist theory, of equal society where, of course, communism is really not an equal society, it's a ruling elite, and then, of course, everybody else is equal.
Right. I think communitarianism is a sort of a nice, soft, more benevolent version of communism. It embraces capitalism, But it also embraces the socialist principles of total control, total control of community, a hierarchy of councils or dialectic group from the grassroots all the way up to the top. Would this be a good way to start? A good time to explain Etzioni, Amitai Etzioni, who's the founder of the Communitarian Network, who's also a member of the Mikhail Gorbachev World Political Forum, and has spoken at Gorbachev's conferences.
And of course, Gorbachev is a lifelong communist, so you have to understand what they're doing is imposing these ideas on the minds of our children. And the goal is a new world order and a new world religion. We've got to destroy Christianity, and we're going to use our public schools to do it in the name of Bible literacy.
Right, exactly, because the biblical inerrancy, biblical truth, absolute truth doesn't fit the new agenda for continual change. And of course, continual change is written into the UNESCO's education plan. It's in corporations now. Churches are talking about continual change, continual adaptation to this changing culture. And we know our culture is changing. And so what it means is that you have to let go. The whole process begins with doing away with all those absolute truths and undermining, retraining minds that might have been stuck in the biblical frame of reference, where you somehow take a stand on something that doesn't change, which God's Word doesn't. And so we don't fit, those of us who believe in God's Word. And students who come to public schools with a Christian background, trained in their churches, where they still have biblical churches, and trained by their parents to love God and follow His Word, they are put into these groups where, again, the ground rules are to be tolerant and respectful and appreciative of all different views, to be willing to share their feelings, listen empathetically, walk in the shoes of the people who are saying totally opposite, presenting totally opposite values and beliefs, and you cannot disagree or argue with them. You can only sit
Thank you. Thank you. Yeah. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.